You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. So it is definitely a mindset once again on this Wednesday morning. Usually we do have our mindset Monday, but due to Christmas, I did push the episode back to today. So, but shout out to you guys, because I had a lot of people hit me up like, hey, where's this episode at? Are you not doing it this week? What's going on? I did decide to postpone it, and I did not post it or anything on my social media and let anyone know. So that is definitely my fault, but thank you guys for being so concerned. Shout out to you. So when I first started doing this, I told myself that I wasn't going to skip any weeks. So you don't have to worry about that. Unless, and then from now on, I will let you know if I do push an episode back or whatever. So just be prepared for that. But first and foremost, before we also get started, I want to give a shout out to Chloe Elam for A Band-Aid Won't Do. It is now available on Kindle on Amazon.com. The hard copy of that book should more than likely, probably 90% be available today. So be ready for me to post that on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere I have social media, so be ready for that. Also, too, as well, we want to give a shout-out to Nico Beeson for his album release. He released his album on December 24th, Christmas Eve. The reason why I'm definitely shouting this album out, because mainly because Nico is actually a dope person. He actually is a really good rapper. And the name of his album is Fourth Quarter Shakes. So, of course, I have to definitely support that. It is available on iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify. So definitely go check that out. It's definitely got some heat to it. It's got some great beats. Be ready to go listen to that. And also, how rude of me. I hope you guys enjoyed your Christmas. I hope that you got everything that you wanted. I hope that Santa was good to you. I hope that you got to spend all the time with your family. I hope you ate some great food. But most importantly, I hope that you understood the reason for the season. The birth of Jesus. Okay? Amen. So today's episode is called What Represents You? So let me give you a little background story on this title. So like me growing up, when I was in middle school, high school, college, maybe even a few years ago, especially when I got out of college, I started making my own money. You know, me growing up, I was always into name brand clothes. I was always into Jordans, any kind of sneakers, but mainly Jordans, of course, if you know me. Just all types of brands, all types of fashion. I've always been into that. So a couple months ago, and if you don't know, obviously, if you haven't been in the United States recently, you know, the big thing right now is the joggers, you know, the sweatshirts, and, you know, that's like the hot thing right now. So probably about 2 months ago, you know, I was flipping on my little daily Instagram scroll. That I have multiple times a day. So I come across Angela Yee. So Angela Yee's got on this dope outfit. Like she got the joggers and she got the crew neck. And it was this brand called Alumnus. So, you know, like, I'm like, man, like this outfit is dope. Like definitely got to get one. So I go to their website and I go on there and I look, you know, and I start adding things to my cart. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I have this thing when it comes to my clothes. You know, I really don't really care what they cost. Well, I used to have that problem, not so much so anymore, because, you know, the way my bills are set up. But anywho, so, you know, so I add this outfit. I got the crew neck. I got the jogging pants. I add them to my cart. So I go to the cart, and I see the price of just this one outfit is $120. So I got to thinking, I'm like, do I really want to spend $120 on this? And think about it, so it didn't take me till probably a few days afterwards, because, you know, when you're married, for you women out there, in case you didn't know, you don't just purchase things right away sometimes. You have to let it marinate, because sometimes you have to have an explanation for what you buy. But anywho, other than that, we'll definitely talk about that later too as well. So the outfit was $120. But it was dope though. So I sent it to my friend, like, hey, I really like this outfit. I like the color of it. So I get to thinking, after I let that whole outfit marinate on me and just think about my past when it comes to me and buying clothes and me being into sneakers. And so, like, how often do we spend so much money on something that represents other people? And let's really elaborate on that. Because, like, you know, I was not going to hesitate, really, to buy that outfit. Honestly, I really wasn't. I wasn't going to hesitate to buy that outfit. But it's like sometimes I would hesitate when it was something for my fourth quarter stuff. Or, hey, do I really want to put my money into this? Do I really want to put my money in that? So then, you know, when it comes to me thinking about just the clothes that we buy and the fashion that we're into, what represents you? So I really started to think about all the brands that I've purchased that represented other people. So let me give you a prime example. So when Beyonce launched Ivy Park, people were standing in line for hours just to purchase Beyonce's brand, Beyonce's workout clothes. Like, when I tell you that I really convinced myself that that whole workout line was going to make me lose 20 pounds and I was going to be so encouraged to be in the gym when I bought them workout clothes. And let me tell you, and I did for the first few months, you know, I would go to the gym. I was in CrossFit. I'd have my Ivy Park bra. I'd have my socks on with the Ivy Park on the sides. Hey, I was having my leggings on. Hey, my cutoff shirt. Hey, I was in there in the gym feeling like Beyonce. And I spent probably $200 on that, just that whole outfit, that whole wet one day of workout clothes. And I'm not kidding you, probably $200. So, you know, I think about just, you know, when I was growing up, when I was playing basketball, I was spending all these money. My daddy and my mom was buying me all these Jordans because I was convinced that these Jordans was going to make me jump higher. And I got these new Jordans on tonight. I got to score 30. I would feel encouraged to play better. So even if I can even think about when I was college and the first day I put on them Kobe 5 purple gradients against TSU, that was the first day I wore those shoes and I scored 27 points because I had my Kobe's on. I was representing Kobe at the time, so I could not let Kobe down. That was in my head. So probably about 6-7 months ago, I got fourth quarter tattooed on my wrist. And you know what? I got it for as like a reminder. As a reminder every single day. Like, I got wristbands. I got my own t-shirts. I got fourth quarter on my wrist to remind myself every day. Like, you know, this mindset that I'm having, this mindset that I'm talking about. I got this fourth quarter on my, you know, on my wrist to represent me. And you know, I'm going to quote a Drake verse right now. Drake said, you know, got it tatted on me, but it's deeper than the surface. You know, and that's what I was thinking about when I got this tattoo. And so going back to the alumnus outfit, going back to the Ivy Park, which shout out to Beyonce, because I love me some Ivy Park, and I'm still purchased it. I'm sorry. It's something about her Beyonce, but whatever. So back to me wearing the Kobe's. Back to me being, I can remember when all the only jeans, I spent so much money on True Religion. Like, how often do we spend money on these brands represent other people? Like, so here recently, I told myself, hey, I'm done wearing other people's clothes. I'm done wearing other people's clothes. So if you see me and I've been walking around looking a little raggedy, that's why. I'm done. I'm done spending money on other people's stuff. I'm done spending money on stuff that doesn't represent me. So from now on, whether if I buy a t-shirt, if I buy anything that I'm into, I'm going to get my brand on that. So, like, here recently, I've been talking to so many people who embroider. I've been talking to so many people who screen print. I could have a random white t-shirt in my drawer in the other room, and I'm going to find a way to put a fourth quarter on it because it represents me. It means something. So, you know, how often, you know, I start thinking about this in my current job when I was working with AT&T. So, I can remember when I used to get upset because they would charge us to wear their clothes to represent them at work every single day. How often do we go to work and we wear our work uniforms that we gotta wear? We're representing that company. We're representing something that somebody else started. We don't even know why we're wearing it. We don't even know the story behind it 90% of the time. We don't know what that company represents. We just know that we work for them. We just know that we gotta wear it. And sometimes, like I said, even some companies charge you to wear their own stuff at work. And you know, even when I think about just the materialistic ways that I used to have, that honestly that I probably currently get out of, maybe like a year ago. So I start thinking about how I got my materialistic ways. So my dad was really big into fashion. My daddy really never really picked out his clothes. My dad would go to like a certain place and they would be like, hey, this is what's hot right now. This is what, you know, so-and-so wore. This is what so-and-so's been wearing. You know, and he didn't know what none of that stuff that meant. He probably couldn't pronounce half the stuff that we wear. And that's what I think about even when we think about the rappers and we think about the black celebrities. You know, we spend so much money into our clothes. We spend so much money in these cars and into fashion. And we don't put our money in the right places or invest them a lot of the times too as well. And you can even think about, you know, when I think about, you know, being materialistic and I think about the reason why we buy stuff or, because I'll be honest with you, when I was growing up, you know, I was wearing True Religion jeans in high school, you know, and people didn't know what that was, the people around me. I was wearing certain type of shoes that people didn't know were exclusive. But honestly, I was wearing that stuff just to be like, you know, like Kanye said, and I spent $100 on this just to be like, you ain't up on this. We do that, a lot of that stuff just to stunt or because the people around us don't have it or sadly but true can't afford it. And let's just think about all the times Jordan has released the same shoes. And we buy them every single time. He releases these same shoes every other year. We buy them every single time. And people collect those because it represents him, because he established something. He established his own brand. Like, what do you represent? It don't take nothing to establish your own brand. Be your own brand. Because at the end of the day, you know, you put all that money into yourself. And I told myself this too, you know. So recently, I just got me a bomber jacket made. Probably in 2013, 4 years ago, I bought this bomber jacket from a brand called Adapt. I was a big Karma Loop shopper. This jacket, it's like a mesh bomber jacket. It don't keep me warm. It don't have a whole lot of material to it. So on the front of it, it has like an A and like a period. On the back of it, it has Adapt. I spent $75 on that one jacket just because it looked nice. And that's another thing too. A lot of the times too, when it comes to just the clothes, we're not really looking at the brand for the whole, especially now today. We're looking at more so the look, you know, the style of the look. Have you not noticed that? I don't know if you noticed this or not, but you know, when a look comes out, every single brand puts out that look because that's what people's buying. If you didn't notice that, that's what people do. Like, people even go as far as putting out the same color. Have you not noticed that people wear the same color? When, say, olive was big last year. I guess it's still big this year. I'm not sure. But, so, back to the story. So, I went to Forever 21 on Black Friday. You know, they had the sale on the bomber jackets again. So, I grabbed a black one and I grabbed an olive one. And I told Terrell, I'm like, hey, I want to put my brand on this. I spent $18 on it. I like it. It's actually thicker than the one that I spent $75 on a couple of years ago. So let's see what this looks like. And think about this though, I'm not even putting my brand on it to sell it. I'm putting my brand on it to represent me and, you know, for people to see what I represent. You know, people ask me, hey, what does fourth quarter mean? Oh, it's me. You know, it's my story. It's what I'm about. So I meet with a few people. Terrell meets with a few people. I ain't gonna discredit him from his work. He did this actually, by the way. Shout out to him. So he took it, you know, to this place. I kind of tell him, hey, this is what I want on it. You know, I want it to look this way. And then they're telling me, hey, well, I can't do it like this. You know, me and a lady who did it, you know, we collaborated. We came together. I told her what I was going for. Told her where it meant. Because she asked me, hey, so what is this your brand? Yes, it is. It's me. So, you know, probably like a week ago, Terrell picks up my jacket and he brings it home to me. And, like, it was so dope. Like, it was so dope. Like, and I've got so many compliments on that bomber jacket. Like, people was asking me, like, hey, like, where'd you get that made? How'd you do that? Like, and I think that it looked good and people were attracted because it represented me. So, like, you really got to ask yourself, as we approach 2018, how are you going to represent yourself? Quit representing other people. You go to work every day with your work clothes on, with your logo for your work, for your job. You represent your work every single day. If you play for a sports team, you wear the name of the school, name of the team on your chest. You fight, you shed tears over what you represent as your team. So how will you represent yourself? What will be your own brand? And I've told myself and I've told people around me. So 2018, the the motto for me for 2018 is walking in purpose. So a part of me, you know, and this is really on my spirit, so I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know this. So people who are connected to me, and if you're listening to this, you may be connected to me. I'm not sure. So this could be for you, could not be. So 2018 is all about walking in purpose. So I've been saying this over and over and over again. I had a conversation with one of my friends yesterday, and I'm telling her, hey, you know, 2018, I'm walking in purpose. I'm tired of walking around, represent other people at my job. I'm tired of making other people money that, you know, who give me a percentage of what I make them. 2018 is all about walking in purpose for me. I'm walking in my purpose. I'm going to live the life that I want to live. Because right now, you know, me working for somebody else, you know, you may say this is a little extreme, but it's not extreme to me. It's just how I feel. Me working for somebody else, me clocking in and out every single day, me having to put in a calendar when I need off, me requesting off and hoping that it gets approved, that is modern day slavery for me. 100%. And like I said, you can say it's dramatic, but it's not to me. It's modern day slavery for me. So I'm working on building my brand for what I represent, because you're going, and when you see fourth quarter everywhere, I hope that you're thanking me, because it's my brand. It's what I represent. It's how I'm going to live my life. It's a mindset. You're going to see that everywhere on me. And it's not, I'm not even, and you know, people was asking me, so like, are you making these jackets? Did you make that jacket to sell? No, I did not. I did not make the jacket to sell. I'll be honest. Yes, I am going to put out more merchandise in 2018, but I'll be honest with you. I don't care if people buy it or not. I really don't, because it's not about me making money. It's about me getting that four quarter mindset out there. It's about people seeing that, asking, hey, what does that mean? Who does that? Who represents that? What does that represent? So that's what it's about for me, branding myself and wearing my own stuff to have that daily reminder every single day that it's a mindset, that I'm pushing towards something, that I'm pushing towards a goal, that I'm pushing towards victory. So that 2018 walking in purpose, it's real. Because I'm tired of living a life where I'm not serving my purpose, or, you know, because I'll be honest, you know, I've made money, I've grown up, I've had everything I've wanted to buy, I've had it, but it's not fulfilling me anymore at this point. Walking in purpose for the rest of my life is what I'm aiming to, and it's a mindset, and it's going to happen, it's going to get there. So be ready, for I've got a lot of things coming up here soon, a lot of projects that I'm working on, me by myself and me with other people. Thank you guys for tuning in today. So really, like I said, ask yourself, what represents you? Who do you represent? How often do you spend money on representing somebody else that you don't even know what their brand is? You know, it's just like Kelly Oubre. He wore those Supreme leg sleeves, and the NBA made him take them off because it didn't represent the NBA. So he said, and it was funny because he made a joke and he was like, it was too wavy for him. So they made me take him off. So Supreme was already an established brand, a $1 billion brand by all means. But of course, after he wore those, people's watching the NBA, people, their brand shot up, their sales shot up once again because of him wearing that. That's like, you know, and we all give him a hard time, but shout out to LeVar Ball, because big baller brand. If you see LeVar Ball, he's wearing what represents him. He's wearing what represents his family. And that's a smart business move on his top. So on his part, because once again, you know, I want to buy his stuff because I like what he represents for his family. Now, besides all the nonsense, but he's branding his kids. He's branding himself. That's how we got to be. And there's nothing wrong with that. Brand yourself. Put money in yourself, invest in yourself. Instead of spending that money on those brands that don't represent you, spend that money on a t-shirt that represents something that you've got, that has meaning behind it, that's something that means something to you. And don't care if somebody, because I'll be honest with you, I used to go back in time when people that I know would have a clothing line, I'd be like, man, that's lame. There's nothing lame about you representing yourself. It's something that has meaning. There's nothing about that. So if it means something to you, you should definitely do it. Represent yourself. What is your brand? Thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, sorry, I went on another rant. I was supposed to end this like 5 minutes ago. We won't keep it short this week. Like I said before, Chloe Elam, A Band-Aid Won't Do. It is going to be available this week, hopefully. If not, hopefully next week. Should be available today, but I'm still going to give her a few extra time on that. I'm waiting for confirmation. Shout out to Nico Beeson. Four Quarter Shakes, available on Tidal, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. We will be following back up Monday, January 1st. I got some special guests on January 1st, so you guys be ready for that. We're going to be talking about fitness, because you know women out here that we always, you know, we always want to talk about getting right. 2018, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get my beach body, because me, I'm supposed to be going to Jamaica in May, so I got to get my body right. So I'm gonna have a few of my couple of my friends on here. I'm gonna be talking about losing weight, getting fit for 2018, trying to stay on track with that. So be ready for that, and definitely give us a shout out. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, it's a mindset. What represents you? Be your own brand 2018. We walking in purpose.